Good morning, this is Father Joseph again, coming to you from the Church of St. Vincent Ferrer. Once again, I'm joined also with Brother Martin Davis. One of the things about Brother Martin is that he is one of our cooperator brothers. A cooperator brother, similar to Brother Damien or Brother T.A., who is a Dominican not seeking priesthood, but simply seeking to give themselves to Jesus Christ fully. And so I was hoping, Brother Martin, as we hear the sirens go by, if you could tell us a little bit about, for those who aren't used to the term cooperative brother, what that means and what drew you to it.
Sure. Well, there have always been brothers, cooperative brothers in the Dominican order since its founding. Brother Odoric was the first brother.
That's a sweet name.
And so the brothers have always been kind of a minority among Dominicans. Yeah. And but they've always kind of been there as a part of the life, taking the same vows as those who go on to be ordained priest. And so a brother, just like any other consecrated religious, is called to live out a life of the evangelical councils and in the charism of whatever order they're called to.
Yeah.
And they do so to conform themselves to Jesus Christ, as a servant often of the community. And brothers have often had a very wide variety of different kind of apostolates and missions within the order. So from people who have been sacristans to people who often help out kind of with the practicals of the church, for people who help out with the kind of the practical needs of the priories, to there was one who was the chief engineer and architect for Louis the 14th. So there's, and then the whole range in between, of like various kind of internal and external ministries.
Yes.
But it's all dedicated to Jesus Christ and to become closer with him.
Good. And just for us who aren't, who are some of the main cooperator brothers who have been saints for the order?
Sure. So Saint Juan Macias is from Peru, or what modern day Peru, is a cooperator brother saint. There have also been a number of different ones who have been martyrs. And so they've often been among the various like and companions that you see in the martyrologies. Saint Martin de Porres is often known as being a cooperator brother saint. There's a little historical difficulty with that in that we're not actually sure whether he was really a cooperator brother, in that there was a specific kind of status of being what was called the donatus, which he still took vows, but he wasn't in the same kind of status. There's a whole like historical thing that has been kind of uncovered.
At the very least, he was a Dominican without being a priest.
Right, and he was still a brother.
Yeah, still a brother,
in a certain sense. But there's all these canonical kind of distinctions. And then there's also like Blessed Simon Blocky, who was a former mercenary and who became a brother. And so, and there's just a wide variety of different people. In the Middle Ages, they tended to join a little older, which for them, being older would be like in your 20s or maybe your 30s. And often had kind of experience in the world with a different profession of some kind. Or a lot of former military men, actually. Became cooperative brothers over the centuries.
Good. Well, thank you for that, Brother Martin. It's a great witness to the fact that Jesus Christ is enough. That religious life is not primarily about what we do, but rather belonging completely to him, which is a great witness to us as the priests of the order to remember that it's not about ministry first and foremost, it's about Jesus Christ first and foremost. And the cooperative brothers bring a special sanctity, and we thank God for the older generations of cooperative brothers who are saints, and we look forward to the next saints to come in our order. So please pray for Brother Martin, pray for all our cooperative brothers, and pray for increase of vocations to our province. Thank you again for joining us this morning, and we hope to talk with you soon. God bless you.